Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like another city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube with viewing for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
You know, Ben Stiller, I feel like shutting down Twitter is a strong move in response to you putting your thumbs in your mouth from you taunting Kal-El Ware too much, Fokker. I just think it was a strong move. I can't tweet this morning. I mean, if you didn't want to tweet, just get off Twitter. You don't have to do it, ruin it for the rest of us.
You know, when people come with those receipts,
you can't
quit Twitter.
My first thing yesterday was as soon as the buzzer sounded, I'm going right to his page. I'm retweeting him saying, it'll happen again. Nope. Sorry, dude. It did not happen again. Because you want to know what was open last night? The warehouse, dude.
He's coming along.
I mean, he is something, huh?
Listen, 15, 16 rebounds and 10 points. If you can count on him for that, that's not to mention the rest of his game is really good. He can shoot a three every now and then. He can stretch the floor. This team needs him for rebounding.
They need him for rebounding, and he was big on the putbacks yesterday, which was great. But, dude, he throws up some fun stuff every now and then where you're just like, whoa.
Up and under.
Yeah, right, dude. Yeah. Just like, whoa. And that steal and dunk that he had yesterday, I was like, and this is the thing, man, with Kal-El Ware. And we'll get to our headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. The thing about Kal-El Ware that I like is that I know that everybody likes to look at this thing. Oh, he's aloof. Oh, he's Whiteside 2.0. Like, I don't think he's that. I don't think he's that.
You know why? Because he's receptive to smoke.
Very receptive.
And that automatically eliminates, you ain't going to hear, ain't nobody doing it with blocks.
But right. Like when he got that dunk and he immediately looked right to Landry Shamet, who posterized him last game, and he starts flexing on him. And I'm like, oh, it means he's got some fire in the belly.
Yeah,
he does. He does keep track of this stuff. And his teammates and UD and the coaches, they're just pouring a lot into him. And I don't think you do that for somebody you don't care about and you don't think is receptive to it. I just think it's youth. But I think when this thing clicks, dude, it really, really looks impressive. He's a fun player to watch. He's dynamic, and that block at the end of the game on Karl-Anthony Towns, which that referee completely ruined. The referee Kyrie's worse? Is it just me? Because I try and save this after games the Heat win because I don't want to be accused of being a baby. But what? First of all, was this like the Fiesta Bowl back in the day? What was with the delayed coming out of nowhere goaltend after 4 seconds? He gets the block, it's scrambled, and old Refy McGee over here comes in. Hold on, guys! I think it was on the way down. It was a block. It was as clear as day a block. What are you doing?
I would say this. When it starts bad, and there were some crazy calls early, it's almost like now you're doing the rest of the game making up for those bad calls, but you're making worse calls trying to make up for them.
Yeah.
And you get caught on this, and you're just like, come on. Right? I like the NFL. They do it. They get a little buzz. Bzz, bzz, assist. No.
Yep. It was crazy. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, we haven't seen you in a while.
I haven't seen you in a while. You're out of nighttime radio jail.
Yeah, yeah, for a little bit, just for today so far.
Well, it's good to have you here this lovely day.
Toby, did you do nighttime?
Oh, dude, I've done everything.
Yeah,
hell yeah, I did nighttime. I did the first thing that I did when I was doing radio was cut Panthers highlights. That was the first thing I did was back in Randy Moeller, Billy Lindsay back in the day.
Oh, so and that's always late at night.
Oh yeah, I did that. Then I did Marlins games, and that, actually the funny thing was back in the day we used to have a sports anchor, Jonathan Grunfest, who did mornings on Sid Rosenberg's show.
Mm-hmm.
Dude loves sound, and so like I was a very up and coming boy.
So you trying would get to make it all radio his sound.
So I get all his sound ready, and so like I'd even listen to the road games because we didn't have the Heat back then. So I'd listen to the road broadcasts of each Heat game and cut those up for him. That's where I got the cut of because I was listening to the Hawks call. We didn't have the Heat back then,
right?
So yeah, I've done nighttime radio, dude. Produced Zaslow for a while, and then after that, Zaz and Hawk went to mornings. I joined them there. And so, I've touched them all, dude. Would do Way in the Graveyard when Dos Amigos was going 12 to 2. You know, would hang out with Dono back in the day. I've touched them all, dude.
Don't forget, Misery Loves Company.
Misery Loves Company with Guzio and E. Reed. Been there. Frito and Mish on the weekends. You name a slate, old Tobes has been there producing for it, dude.
I did a post-game Dolphins show with Mish back in the day before I started doing radio.
I did that show. I filled in for Mish one time doing that with, I think, Patrick Sertan for a show.
Yeah.
He was, he's like, I can't do it. Do you want to do this show this week? I was like, absolutely, dude. So anyway, nice win for the Heat yesterday. 115-113 to beat the New York Knicks. We'll get more into it in 15 minutes of Heat. The Panthers last night. Holy crapola. What a crazy game that was.
I thought the score was going to end up like the Dolphins and the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at the rate it was going, because nobody just scored one goal.
Nope.
You scored two or three within 3 minutes. Somebody was always on a power play. I'm like, wait.
It went.
It was like four guys on.
It went 2-0, five straight Panthers goals. Three straight Canucks goals, three straight Panthers goals.
Right.
That was crazy.
And you know you're in trouble. I saw empty net with 5 minutes left, 4.5 minutes left.
Might as well.
What are they doing? Like, a lot of teams are doing
that. That goalie was really good for them last night, the Canucks goalie. Bob had himself a tough day. He was good. I know 8 goals, that sounds crazy, but he was getting pummeled. He had some crazy saves.
Bob, on the other hand.
Bob had a rough one. But also,
he was watching the Heat because he only got like 15 shots on goal.
It was a tough day for Bob. Tough day for Bob. It happens. Happens. You know what the cruel thing of hockey is? You have a 2-1 filthy the day before. You lose. You have an 8-5 game. You win.
Right.
Weird sport sometimes.
Weird
sport sometimes. But what a win by the Cats yesterday. Seth Jones with a huge pair.
It was amazing because, like, I think it was the second to last goal or the last goal. Watching the passing.
Yeah.
and how he Seth got his last goal, I'm like,
oh,
wow,
yeah.
It was sick. It was sick.
Rhino's been on one lately, dude. Reinhardt's been, like, setting these guys up. He looks fully all the way. Marchand, of course, adds an empty netter. You know what the one that was impressive, though?
You should get 2 points. That should be a two-pointer, shooting it from that far away.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
But Polar Bear, when Nico Mikkola hits the blast and just Sam Bennett, it looks like it's at when it's in real speed, it looks just like, oh, accidental tip. But it's like these guys are so good, they set it up.
Right.
And so it's like, blast it because he sees Sam Bennett. Bennett's going to, and the deflection's going to go in. And I'm just like, I marvel at that stuff, dude.
Like, that's really hard. Keep in mind, you're talking about 75, 80 plus mile per hour.
Yeah.
And you're hitting it with a stick like this wide.
Yep. Yep. So
when they say in the deflection, I'm like, how? I barely saw the puck.
That was crazy. Yeah, I don't know how. Doug Plagans is actually going to join us today. He's stopping by the Odyssey facility, so he's going to hop in the segment in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll talk to the voice of the Panthers.
Cool.
So we can ask. Because I marvel that. I'm like, dude, I know it probably seems stupid because he's been doing this forever, but you're up high in hockey. Very high, the broadcast.
Right.
How the hell do they see them deflections? Like, does he do binoculars? Does he, like,
I think they use binoculars.
He's so good.
But it just, well, it's more of a redirect of the puck. So you see the puck kind of.
Yeah.
And so they just make that assumption. And then they go back and look at it. No, no, it was off the skate. Or no, no, it hit the defender. Or like, it just. But that thing moves so fast. Or my favorite is when they shoot the puck and everybody's hectic, but nobody can see the puck. Where's the puck? And then go.
That was the one with the first Bob goal was like, I got it.
No, I don't.
Oh,
yeah.
No. That has to be a terrible feeling.
Or what was the game where the sneaky goalie kicked the post off and then the guy just shot it?
Oh, yeah. I forgot that game.
Shot it where the net was, and you still get the goal.
Pretty crazy. All right, we'll take a break here on the program. Lots of other lots of things to dive into. We'll get more into this Heat game. 15 minutes of Heat coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Cowboys put it on the Raiders last night, 33-16.
Yeah, I mean, are they kind of getting a false sense of security, too, playing the Raiders?
Maybe. I don't know. Dax had a really good year.
I know. It's crazy that every year his contract is up, we have conversations about whether he's worth the money.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, there's 32 teams in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You go find one team that wouldn't want Dak Prescott and then come talk to him.
Yeah, for sure.
So – like, enough with that. There's a few quarterbacks that get the pass. Like, right now, the league is in love with Matthew Stafford, in love with Baker Mayfield, right? And even they're even kind of pausing on Josh Allen, although the 6 touchdowns kind of squashed.
It is interesting, though. I don't think I saw one first take topic this week. Maybe I was blind to it, but I did have the TVs in here yesterday. None about Justin Herbert and whether he's a real franchise quarterback, even though his team isn't, you know, even though he put up 81 yards. It's weird.
Woo.
It's strange.
Oh, my goodness. Like, this is a, I know I'm going to have this argument tomorrow about Shador versus Dylan. And one of the things people don't understand is at that position, at quarterback, the first thing you have to do to even, I don't care how talented you are, the first thing you have to do is look the part. That means your preparation, your command of the huddle, signal calling, being able to read defenses in check. Before you have thrown one pass, you have to show your coaches and the other guys on the team that you can handle those parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get to the part where now you're on the field using your talent. And Dylan Gabriel did the first part really well. Once it gets on the field, you're like, woof. And it's the complete opposite with Shador. He looks like he has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, but it sounds like they're not even, like, I don't know how much blame he gets for this, but it sounds like he's not even getting any practice.
Because here's the deal. Let me ask you, and I'll put it, I'll have you make the decision. You have two quarterbacks. Both are young. Both need development. You have them in the preseason work, fight for the job. Okay.
Yep.
Dylan Gabriel wins.
Yep.
Now, you know they both need work.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to put all your efforts into making sure the guy on the field is getting caught up instead of trying to get two quarterbacks ready.
Yeah, I get that.
Because they both are young.
Yeah, I get that. But don't you have to – you can't give him zero. Like, what if you get
– Yeah,
like,
because
we just
keep,
saw, well, like, in a game like this where people drive like flies, it feels
– It feels like, yep, and I'll say this. Yes, I agree with some of that, but here's the other thing. What part of that is Shador doing extra work,
mm-hmm.
doing the stuff to show them, hey, when I get an opportunity, I'll be ready?
I don't know.
Because there's some of that too.
I'm sure there is. I don't know because I always find this stuff interesting. Like, I don't know. I don't even know. Like, how many reps do you even get in practice a week?
So I would say here's how it goes. Say if you have 7-on-7, you'll do maybe 10 plays, 12 plays, maybe a little more.
Mm-hmm.
That's a day on 7-on-7. Then you have your 9-on-7 one day where it's just all inside guys, so you're not really doing anything near. You're throwing routes with the wide receivers during that period sometimes too. Then you have your 11-on-11,
mm-hmm.
where it's a combination of situations during the course of the game.
And that's when the linemen are going to be out there, right? Because I think I saw a quote by somebody saying, like, what, I hadn't even heard his cadence.
Right. And so, yes, that's when all teams are out there, the whole team. But if you run 10, 15 plays, only 5 or 6 may be passes. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the work you're doing.
It doesn't sound like a lot, like it would make a difference anyway, then.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. And now you have two young quarterbacks. They're overcoaching Dylan.
Because I think when people hear this, they're like, oh, there's 40 plays going on, and
no,
he's getting zero.
No.
And, but like when you say 10, it's like, well,
no.
What are three snaps going to make the difference? I don't know.
Because here's what happens. You run 5 plays, and then the scout team runs 5 plays for the defense. Then you run 5 more plays. So it's 20 plays, but it's for both sides of the ball. Now you do 20 plays of that, 20 plays of 7-on-7, which is all pass plays. Then you do, say, 20 plays of 9-on-7, then 20 plays a team, put in special teams. That's an hour and a half practice.
Hmm.
Besides the drills that you do before you start, and you do throw routes. They do like to warm up. You throw some routes and stuff like that. It's not a lot of work, and that's only 2 days. Because then on Friday is mostly special teams, 2-minute drill, red zone plays. So, like, while everybody is saying he's not getting any reps, when?
Maybe
and then some quarterbacks, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, they took all the reps.
Yeah, they won't give up any.
Right. So some of that, I get what people are saying. But you got to understand what's going on that field. And the backup, many of backups You've heard him say this. I'm going to prepare like I'm starting. I'm going to put my work in. And so if I get that opportunity, I'll be ready.
Mm-hmm.
There was the opportunity. I can't tell you when it's coming. I can't tell you the circumstance in which you're going to get it. Did he look like he was doing anything?
No, he looked terrible.
Right.
No, he looked terrible.
So what part of that, I understand everybody saying, well, he didn't run any reps with the first team. I understand that. But when you think about every quarterback that has had to come into a game and play when the starting quarterback gets hurt, they go, oh, yeah, I do mental reps. I do this. I, you know, watch film. I'm still preparing like I'm playing. I'm just not. So I get what everybody's saying. I understand the coaching, you know, it's very limited plays. I don't know what people think practice is, but you ain't running a whole bunch of plays. But some of that has to be on the individual player and the work that you do. So when you get that opportunity, you are ready.
You know who stays ready?
Who?
Simone Fontecchio.
Oh, my goodness. Hey.
Mamma Mia. Wow.
It's something, isn't it?
Wow.
It is.
Doesn't
something.
Matter the situation. That dude's coming in guns blazing. I love that guy. He's doing the sidestep three. Like, yeah. That thing, when he's cooking, doesn't even touch rim. He's such a dead-eye shooter. Wow. I enjoy watching him play.
Yeah. Like, it's
that's a win-win trade.
I tell you what, when you need some defense, I know the crew they sent out there. Drew Smith, Pella Larson.
Don't you just want Frog Boy
to... And Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Don't you just want Frog Boy to answer for his crimes every single time Drew Smith steps on the basketball court?
Well,
because what's not to love about that guy?
You know what I've started...
What's not to love?
You know what I've started to realize, right? Why are you having a conversation or an argument with a guy who has no idea what's going on?
I don't know. Like, I just found it to be a strange... He's got weird beefs.
Yeah.
But, like, I get some of them. Like, I don't really understand why he hated Klay Thompson. I didn't get that one, but he did. The Kendrick Lamar thing I get because he's a Drake fanboy. All right, you got to stay, I guess, loyal to your guy. I don't get the Drew Smith thing. Drew Smith seems like one of the most lovable stories in all of sports, and yet somehow he's raining on this parade, and all this guy does every single time he comes in is make winning plays and big-time shots.
Mm-hmm.
What's not to love about him?
So I've had the pleasure of working with Marcos for the last couple Heat games, and he will not be answering for his crimes against Drew Smith. I'm so sorry to tell you. Like, he's standing very firm on
his stance. Of
course.
You know where he gets that from?
It's that chair, man.
I don't think it is that.
Talking so much crap about him.
You make people dig in with their takes. You do.
I don't understand it.
That's why he's that way. He ain't going to never budge on that. You know why? You.
That's not fair.
It's not fair. Sometimes the truth hurts.
10 frog toes down.
He really is. He literally, every time he has to cut a Drew Smith highlight, he literally's like, oh my God.
No, it's very
professional.
He's like,
I got to cut this bum's highlight now.
Very professional of him. I'm glad that's happening. That's great. Schmied then says, sad to see Tobin act this way. You used to talk about Duncan Robinson now like this. Now look at you. It's like if you left Mrs. Tobin for some Italian floozy.
Hey, let me just tell you. You got to be careful with Tobin. Because shiny new thing walks by. He's like,
Duncan.
Big name.
Duncan Robinson.
Right, yeah. First, give him a nickname.
Duncan Robinson will always have a special place. He's off to a great look.
Yeah.
Sometimes trades are win-win. The Pistons right now, they've won 10 in a row. They're the one seed in the East.
You know what? They're not putting pressure on Duncan to go and play lockdown defense.
He's doing him. We're doing us. You know, it's a win-win trade. I'm happy for Duncan Robinson. I got no ill will. I wish nothing but the best to Duncan Robinson.
But we move on.
But unfortunately,
you're the worst. You got no loyalty. I got
loyalty.
Wait, can I just tell you something? If Fontecchio goes 0-for-5, and somebody else off the bench goes 5-for-5, Fontecchio.
Fontecchio, but my expectations of Fontecchio are only 14 points. That's what I only expect from him. No more, no less. He's going to give you 12 to 14 points, and that's it.
So,
and that's all I need.
Ever since Nico got to 29.
Look, you know how Udonis Haslem had a talk with Kalel Ware? Kalel put out the text yesterday, by the way, on Twitter.
Yeah.
Which was cool. We need Goran to have the same kind of talk with Nico.
Why?
Brate the brate. He just needs
to. Just the same. They don't even.
Just a. Doesn't matter. He needs. Oh, we need a brate to brate, heat legend to young pup. We need that talk. We need it. We need it. I need Goran to reach out and be like, because you know Goran, honest. He's not going to hold back. Yeah, and Goran's been in that position before. He got the contract. Pat Riley sat him down. He goes, hey, dude, we didn't pay you for this bleep.
Right.
So I just need.
He said that to Jimmy, too. And look what happened.
I don't know. Pump fake Jimmy in Orlando tonight.
Uh-huh.
I said they're in Orlando tonight.
So if he plays tonight, he's not playing tomorrow.
I don't know. I don't know. Be kind of cowardly.
Hey.
Be kind of cowardly.
You do know. Hmm? You just don't want to say it because you know who Jimmy is. Now, check the injury report. I'll be willing to put a little chili pepper that Jimmy's on the injury report, setting up for missing one of these next two games.
Hard to say, I don't
know. You know why? Because that's what Jimmy's done for the last 5 years. So,
Nico,
I could be wrong, but I'm just playing the numbers here.
Sigrano says, Nico needs to get out of his own head. He has talent, but it's all mental with him. Yeah, no, look, dude.
It's part of being young.
I had that thought when he threw the runner off the side of the backboard last night. I was like, whew.
Yeah, game got flexed. We're at 7:30, not Big Ten.
I know, it's not ESPN anymore.
Yeah.
Great call by them.
Which is crazy. Who are they showing instead?
I don't know. I think it's Rockets-Cavs.
That's a good one, too.
It is a good one. It's a good one. I don't want to say it's not a good game. It's a good game. But, you know, heavens to Betsy. Put the Heat on national TV.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Every conversation is petty. No matter what we talk about.
Let me see. What do they got tomorrow?
Yeah. I say, listen, I could talk about these Skittles. Getting a little ass bag of Skittles.
I would never say that. I love Skittles. Just like, another Cavs game? Kevin Durant? You want to introduce the world to Norman Powell or not?
Well, at least, here's what sucks. Norman Powell is playing like an all-star right now.
Yep.
Tyler comes back. It might look different.
It might.
I would like them because he should have been an all-star last year.
Norm Powell played probably his worst game in a Heat uniform yesterday, and he was 9 of 20. And I was like, that's not that bad.
That's not terrible.
He was, but like, I was like.
Because he shoots threes too, so.
Well, that was the weird thing. He didn't shoot any threes last night.
Oh.
He shot three, I think.
Well, you know what's crazy? That game, the score was higher than normal. That was like 90s basketball in today's scoring.
But from what the Heat have been doing, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, there was no 40-point quarters. It was, I think the highest was 31 points.
It was.
And this is the thing. Like, everybody's throwing the zone at the Heat's new offense. They're trying to, like, bog them down, get into the rim. So the Heat were basically, they were really subjecting themselves. The guy who really changed the pace of that was Davion. Man.
Because he kept getting to the hoop.
You know, you talk about Tyler, and I don't know what this team's going to be with Tyler or not, but I'll tell you one thing. I love me some Davion Mitchell.
Davion will
I
break.
I love Davion Mitchell.
He can break down the defense and then dishes. He throws good passes. He doesn't throw the ball away. So
he has to be like, just like, you know who else plays like this a little bit, but I think Davion's got a little bit more touch to his game now. Is Josh Hart. Like, Josh Hart.
Yeah, but he seems like a bull in a china shop when he gets near the rim.
But, like, he's running around. He's running through these screens. And he's smaller than everybody. And he just, like, you know, I know he's, like, based on, like he'd be the size of Jordan Brooks. Like, I understand that. But for basketball players, he's flying around. He's throwing his body all over the place. Him and Pella both doing this. I mean, they must spend a lot of time in the tub after the game. But I just, yesterday, he's just like, check this out, dude. Spinning layups right to the rim.
I like the scoop.
Ooh!
He does the little guy scoop.
Wow.
I tell you what, I was shocked. When McBride took it down the middle and dunked, I was like, I thought he was the same size as Davion.
Yeah, he had a good game. But you know how many points he scored? Not enough, dude. Not enough.
Here we go.
Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin.
This is good Kanye.
You always say that.
Yep.
Everybody has their run.
You know what? Early on, he was more of a producer. Then he came out with some bangers. He did some collaborations. And then he went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
College football fans.
Funny, a Kardashian has something to do with that.
Come see the College Football National Championship Trophy presented by Dr. Pepper when it makes a special stop today at Publix at 1285 North University Drive in Coral Springs. Join Hollywood from the Joe Rose Show from noon to 2 today to take a picture with the trophy. If you can't make it today, head to Publix on 5950 Coral Ridge Drive in Coral Springs from noon to 2 tomorrow. Fans of all ages are invited, sharing the excitement and pride of college football for this special limited appearance. By the way, no surprise here, but Ja'Marr Chase suspended for spitting.
Let me just say something. That would start a war on the field. A legitimate war if somebody, I'm telling you, I had the center's name was Winter. He was already known as a dirty for Green Bay.
Okay.
And they pulled, he pulled, and he was blocking Corey Fuller. And I don't know how it went, but I think he spit on Corey, and Corey poked him in the eyes like Three Stooges. And they both got suspended. Like, you can't spit. Like, do you understand? When you get to the point where you say, I'm going to spit on another man, you have gotten to the point where you say, I want to disrespect this man as much as possible. And you know there's going to be a fight. So, yeah. And I mean, and it wasn't no little spittle either.
Nope.
It was a big old loogie. Yes. So I'm like, but that they are two guys that are antagonists.
I get it, but it's just like you can't spit. You know what the lines are. And you know you're going to get suspended too.
Right.
Like, I think that, like, that's one of those things where I'm just like, I don't understand what the hell was going through your head at that point.
Nothing.
Like,
you know what was going through your head? 2-7.
Grab his.
2-7 was going through his head.
Yeah.
2-7 and Joe Flacco is my quarterback. That's what's going through his head.
Joe Flacco's been good to him.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm just telling you, like, the frustrations, like, it's funny. People don't realize this. It's easy to be a good person. It's easy to be a consummate professional. It's easy to maintain your poise. It's easy to do all these things when everything's good for you. Okay? The hard part is doing that despite all the chaos going on around you. That's still maintaining, you know, that professionalism and things like that. It becomes real hard.
Yep.
So, like, Yeah, it said automatic fisticuffs. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, it like when you're struggling, then all those things become more difficult. And sometimes you ever see a 7-2 team or an 8-2 team throwing haymakers? No.
Rarely. I mean, we had the Jalen Carter thing, but the season just started.
Right. And a lot of people have a hard time understanding that. But the reality of it is that it's easy to be kind when things are going great for us. Try being kind to somebody when you're struggling too. That takes more out of you than things are going great.
What's his reaction going to be to this? Because he denied it after the game.
Oh, no, they got video. So, and he said he appealed it. And he appealed it.
Appealed?
Yeah.
What is the appeal?
It just delays it for a week. you see Virginia Tech?
Yeah, James Franklin's our head coach.
You know what that means?
Take it on the
game. They're going to start putting money into their program. A lot of teams
been
are stepping up.
Yeah, been a while.
A lot of teams are stepping up.
Black, Virginia Tech, when
Vic,
you know, and Beamer, all that. Yeah, nobody likes playing there.
Nope, Beamer ball.
Kane's got this.
Sleepy Nooner,
I know. But I almost rather a Sleepy Nooner than play there at night. I feel like night stuff gets crazy at Blacksburg.
Oh, everybody gets fired. Everybody go get some shine.
Dude, that stupid turkey sound. I don't know what the hell, you know? Hate that thing.
That's what they do.
I don't know why. That was pretty good.
Yep. And then
speaking of turkey. Oh, I can't wait.
Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do. Because, you know, I have one of those wives that, you know, she say, oh, it's just going to be us and it's 20 people at the house. Hmm. So, but I'm not doing a whole turkey. I'm going to just do turkey breasts.
Because people don't eat the turkey?
No, just turkey breasts. I'm going to put it on the grill and smoke.
I always say, like, we want to do this, like, this new-aged, something different with turkey. We always just end up doing the same thing every year. But it's good.
I could deep fry it.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's like chicken. Mm-hmm. Juicy in the inside. You season the outside. Fry it up.
How big a deep fryer you need for that turkey?
Pot. Just a regular,
what are you, a witch? Like, how big a pot do you have?
Think about this. Where I'm from, you always have one of those big pots.
They're pretty deep. No.
My pot is about like that.
That's not a pot, dude. That's a cauldron.
Cauldron, whatever you want to call it.
You're doing witchcraft.
Here's what, soon as I owned the house, that's the first thing I bought.
You bought a cauldron?
I bought one of those and with the little fire thing, grill.
Oh, with the
propane. Yeah. Yes. Here's why. Being from New Orleans, there's a couple of things that you have to be able to do at your house, right? One, make a giant pot of gumbo. Two, have a crab or crawfish boil.
Oh, that's
so
good.
That's you put it in a big pot. And so with that, now I can deep fry turkey. If I do chicken wings, you see, a lot of people have to go on their thing and cook chicken wings. I can cook 50 chicken wings at once.
That's what you do for the Super Bowl?
Huh?
That's what you do for the Super Bowl?
Did I do it this year? Nah, usually if I just go buy it.
Nah.
Like it's the thing about the pot, though, when you put the grease in it, the grease is going to sit outside for 4 days because you don't know where to put it. you can't just dump it down. You know what I mean? I try to go ghetto and save it, like put it back into the thing, right? Because peanut oil doesn't carry the, like, if you use, like, vegetable oil, whatever you cook with that vegetable oil, that's what it's going to taste like the next time. So if you cook fish, you can't then cook chicken wings. You can't cook chicken wings with that same grease. You got to just throw it away.
Interesting.
Peanut oil, because it doesn't, use peanut oil because it won't catch on fire.
I don't know that I'm going to fry this turkey. I hear it's all the rage.
It's all the rage, and it only takes like an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's super dangerous. Like, I feel you're also not letting them know how dangerous it is.
Rule number one, Brittany.
Don't be an idiot.
This is all you have to do. First of all, don't fill your cauldron up to the top.
Okay.
Okay. You there? Some pots. Some pots have a little thing that tells you how high to fill it with how heavy your turkey is.
Okay.
Because when you put the turkey in, it's going to raise up. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you don't need to do that. The other thing, to all you idiots out there, one of the first things you have to do when you cook a turkey is when you season it, you brine it, or whatever, thaw it out. All these explosions and fires come from frozen turkeys. That's it. The turkey will explode. No, I'm serious. No,
I know you're saying that.
If there's one, please, it takes 2 or 3 days to get your turkey to room temperature. Start it off in the beginning of the week. Put it in the refrigerator, right? Put it in the refrigerator. Then with like 2 days left, kind of, if you brine it, put it in the water or whatever. Come on.
Somebody says rub Nico's hand with peanut oil. Maybe he'll start cooking. Can you put my buttons up there, Brittany? I got to give that guy a point.
So,
YouTuber.
So, sometimes for Super Bowl, I get the big box of chicken wings.
Yep.
And then I just leave Mima to her devices. She season them up. She makes hot sauce. She makes some hot wings, but she can fry like 50 of them at a time.
Mm.
You know, you're done.
Well, we'll see. I think we're probably just going to stick to the old oven roasted.
I got to tell you, too much, too long.
I understand. My wife's fastball, though. That's what she does.
Huh? That's her fastball?
That's her thing.
Is it juicy or is it still
dry? Very juicy.
Yeah?
Yeah, very juicy. She does a great job.
Do you inject it and all that stuff?
She does has the juice, has the bag, has the stuff that keeps it in with the flavor.
Oh, yeah. So you do the bag.
I mean, I don't do much. I'm the lifter. That's what I do. Lift it in, move the bag.
Do you know how to cook?
Huh? I grill. I'm a griller. Cook, I can do simple things on the oven, you know? But no. Like
you don't cook on the oven.
You know what I mean, on the stove. Don't be a jackass. I'm a landscaper.
Wow.
Such a bastard.
I can tell. Wow. No, minus just say one. No.
But I grill. I'm a griller. That's what I grill. I grill.
Okay.
But no, for Thanksgiving, I'm mostly lifting stuff. I do like the prep. Like I'm.
Okay.
You know.
So
I'm doing,
you're the sous chef.
Sous chef. Yeah.
You're
it's
the
a sous chef.
Chef.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm the kitchen bitch. That's basically what I am. Just like, what do you need? Move this here. That's what I'm up there for.
Do you get your seasonings first, or do you fix them as you go along?
Now you're getting too crazy.
Nah, I'm telling you, there's nothing like. When you cook, have all your stuff in the nice little containers, and you can just go at it.
Dude, Sal says Tobin had a rat in his grill. We don't have to bring up old stuff.
Hey, dude.
We don't have to bring up old stuff.
You needed the dump button after that one.
It wasn't a choice.
Take a break. Regular old second hour is coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.